Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Is that shooting incident in Wisconsin on Sunday a wake-up call in some way? I hate that term, wake-up call, but it might apply here. A U.S. Army veteran, washed out of the service, finds his way into a white supremacist group, ends up committing an act of domestic terrorism against a community of Sikhs in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. This is a very difficult subject in America, and we can revisit the last time the federal government took a look at the possible sources of homegrown terrorism. 3 years ago, the Department of Homeland Security issued a report that did not go down well.
The thrust of this report is that the present environment of economic instability, returning military veterans, fear of the loss of Second Amendment protected rights, an African American president, and fear of financial elites makes for fertile breeding grounds for groups whose power and ideas the government hates and fears.
The outrage there of former Judge Andrew Napolitano, a host on Fox News. Conservative groups went to town on the Homeland Security report. John Boehner said the Department of Homeland Security was using the term terrorist to describe American citizens who disagree with the direction Washington Democrats are taking our nation. That's a quote. Secretary Janet Napolitano of the DHS eventually apologized to veterans for the precise wording of the report. But is what we know about Wade Michael Page, the Oak Creek shooter, a vindication of that report in some way? Let's ask Daryl Johnson, who wrote that report for the Department of Homeland Security. He now heads a counterterrorism analysis firm. Daryl Johnson, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, John.
So what were your thoughts as the biographical details of the shooter in Oak Creek emerged? Did you have any particular thoughts? I mean, I know you're not the kind of person who would go, "I told you so," but what were you thinking?
Well, John, when I heard the news, I was actually Sunday afternoon. I was at home with my wife. We had the TV on. And when we saw that the Sikh temple had been attacked by a shooter, my mind immediately raced and said, this is likely a hate-motivated crime perpetrated likely by a white supremacist who may have had some military background. So I wasn't that surprised at all.
Now, remind us of what your report said was a series of trends and incentives to produce more attacks of these kinds.
Well, basically, as your story led in, I basically was looking at a number of factors that may influence the rise in right-wing extremism, among those the election, the unprecedented election of the first African-American president, the downturn in the economy that we had experienced, as well as certain hot-button issues that have been left pretty much unresolved by our legislators, like the immigration issue.
And I guess the question is, did the backtracking that the Obama administration took, at least in public, on the report, do you think it reduced the level of vigilance of these groups and these phenomena that you described in your report?
Did at the Department of Homeland Security. From a law enforcement perspective, I think they've already been fairly vigilant to the threat. But definitely at the Department of Homeland Security, their resources are now diminished down to one analyst who's looking at this.
Do you think there's a political debate in the United States based on your experience over whether we should be looking hard at domestic terrorism or whether we should just look the other way? You think that's a real debate?
I think so. Given the tactics that these groups use, generally they don't engage in a mass casualty-producing event like the 9/11 attack. Okay, most of the attacks by these domestic non-Islamic extremists tend to be small in scale. They use, you know, firearms and pipe bombs primarily, so you don't get the high death count or the high casualty count. And I think because of that, sometimes people just dismiss it.
Although that is an argument to suggest that what we're dealing with are individual, personal angsts, one-offs, lone wolves, that sort of thing, that even though there might be incentives for people to act out, and of course the availability of guns is an issue in the United States, even though there might be opportunity, there's not an organized conspiracy here. What do you say to that?
Well, basically, even though we're lacking the mass casualty-producing attack, we have a sustained level of attacks that over time does add up to a significant amount.
And you're sitting in your mount in the sense that it's going to produce more one-offs.
Right. You might get one person killed here, two, three there. In this case, we had six people killed. So over time, these attacks start adding up and the body count starts adding up. And that's kind of where we're at now, 3 years since the report.
We're talking with Darrell Johnson, who's the former lead domestic terrorism analyst at the Department of Homeland Security. He's the current owner of DT Analytics. He's speaking with us from Maryland. Remind us again of the book you wrote, and really the question that I do believe you deal with in your book is whether the backtracking on the part of the Department of Homeland Security back in 2009 might be responsible for the proliferation of incidents like this. What do you think?
Well, my book is going to be coming out in September. It's entitled Right Wing Resurgence, How a Domestic Terrorist Threat is Being Ignored. And as the title insinuates, basically at the Department of Homeland Security, we had a fairly robust effort, albeit we only had six people at the time, full-time, looking at this. But we were well-connected within the law enforcement community. We were well-versed in the topic area. So even though there was only six of us, we were doing the work of much more. And now we have just one analyst looking at it, and I think that that's kind of a shame that that's happened.
Do you think other groups in the United States are targets? And do you think, because remember, the report did suggest that an African-American president was a radicalizer in some quarters in the United States. Do you think Barack Obama is a target?
Well, certainly as the election of 2008 was coming to fruition, we saw a large number of threats, some coming from white supremacist groups. We had two plots that were thwarted by law enforcement who had interceded during other crimes. We had one in Denver, Colorado, right before the Democratic National Convention in 2008. We had another down in Tennessee. And so I saw a huge rise in the number of threatening type of activities just online that we had reported to the Secret Service.
Darrell Johnson, former lead domestic terrorism analyst at the Department of Homeland Security, current owner of DT Analytics, talking about what we may know about Wade Michael Page, the Oak Creek shooter in Wisconsin, and the report that he produced in 2009 that the Department of Homeland Security walked back in that year. Darrell Johnson, thanks so much.
You're welcome.